fuck up Fridays.
It's exactly as it sounds. I am going to detail all the ways in which I have fucked up in my career. But as we go through my fuck-ups, I want you to keep in mind that even with all of these mistakes and faux pas and mess-ups, I'm still successful. It's not about how hard you fall. It's about how determined you are to get back up again. We'll start all the way in the very beginning of when I was a baby stylist first in hair school. To be really transparent, I did not know if hair was going to turn into a career for me. All that I knew is that I could not stand to try for a desk job, and I probably would have flunked out of college because of my inability to listen to people lecture. Like, I saw that vision in my mind, and I saw myself failing time and time again. However, I had always done my friend's hair. I had always done haircuts on the side. I was coloring and bleaching things that I shouldn't have, and overall just becoming a menace with hair in general, so why not get licensed and get paid for it? If you've been to hair school, you already know this. If you haven't been, please listen to this mistake. I had it in my head that I had to go to the best school, and that meant that I was going to pay for the most expensive school, the newest school, the shiniest school on the block. Also, it's not a coincidence that this is not my best install, not my best rolling technique, and not my best filming. We are showing the fuck-ups. Back to the real fuck-up, which was me investing over $20,000 into a school where really all that school is doing is teaching you how to pass your state boards. That is it. That $20K quickly turned into $30K with how many absences I racked up because my dumbass was getting high off of cough and cold medicine so many times per week that I was having to call out of school or showing up high and then really being sent home because I looked absolutely insane. If you don't know my past journey, you may look at what I have now and say, you did that? I absolutely did. I was the druggie at hair school. It wouldn't be a fuck up without a fix up afterwards. I ended up going to rehab and finishing out school. But trust me, there are so many more fuck ups to tell you guys about on the next one.